From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a large explosion rips through the main square in Ankara. The blast Sunday killed at least 27 people and wounded dozens. Officials say the blast occurred on Kizile Square, a key shopping and transportation hub for foreign embassies. Six gunmen killed 14 civilians and two soldiers in an attack Sunday on three hotels in the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam. Witnesses said the assailants wore hooded face masks and arrived on foot at the Southern Star Hotel. The hotel was full of foreign expatriates. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the insistence that Syrian peace talks not deal with the issue of removing the current regime is an attempt by the government to disrupt the talks. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim has warned negotiators that any talk about the fate of President Bashar al-Assad's government is off the table. The top U.S. diplomat says violence in Syria has been reduced by 80% to 90% since the cessation of hostilities was declared 2 weeks ago. But he says the biggest violator of the truce has been the Assad regime.
It is important now for those who support President Assad to make sure that he is living up to this agreement.
Kerry spoke after meeting with his British, French, German, and Italian counterparts Sunday in Paris. French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German Wings jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before the crash. All 150 people on board the plane were killed in the incident. This is VOA News.